One out of every 33 babies in the second trimester dies, but you just don't hear that. It happens much more frequently than people know, yet no one seems to be talking about it, but we will here at Let's Talk Miscarriage and Stillbirth. The second trimester is the fourth through the sixth month of pregnancy. Most people think when they get past that 12th week of pregnancy, they're home free. And the chances of losing that baby do go down significantly, from 1 in 4 all the way down to 1 in 33. But still, 1 in 33 are much higher odds than most people expect during that second trimester. That second trimester is a huge period of growth, when that baby grows from 4 inches to 14 inches in length. For me, at least, it was the happiest time of pregnancy. When you're showing, you can tell that you're pregnant, you're not feeling nauseous anymore, and you're feeling your baby kick. It is just such a wonderful time of pregnancy. In the first part of the second trimester, the kicking is not as obvious as it is in the second part of the second trimester when the baby is larger. And usually between the 18th and 22nd weeks is when most doctors get the ultrasound. This can be a very joyful time, but for those who go in and see there's no heartbeat, it can be devastating. As a mother, you have done everything in your power to protect your child, and still you could not protect that baby inside of you, and everything inside of you cries out. This is not how it's supposed to be. Old people die. Not babies, especially not my baby. You just want to wake up from this nightmare, but instead the doctor tells you that he's sorry, and when you can go check into the hospital to deliver the baby who has died. So the family leaves the doctor's office scared and devastated, only to wait to go into the hospital to deliver their baby. This is the best time to get a referral to Heaven's Gain Ministries. One of our counselors will sit down with the family and talk about the situation, find out how many weeks along the mother is, and prepare that mother and father for the birth of their child. Families come in scared and they don't know what to do, and we help prepare them for what to expect and how to make the best of this terrible situation so there are as few regrets as possible. Families have told us over and over again, I don't know how anybody gets through this without your preparation. We will sit down and talk to that family and go through a multiple page birth plan so that that family can say hello to their baby before they say goodbye. The birth of that baby can be planned out by the family. Once the baby is born, plans can be made to get footprints, handprints, pictures of the baby, so that family has as many mementos as possible and as few regrets as possible. When you're in the middle of it all, it's hard to remember what mementos you wanted to create or what memories you wanted to create. But with a planned birth plan, with a baby loss family advisor, the family can prepare and have it written down all the memories and mementos that they wanted to create, and to make sure that that happened in the short time that they have with their baby. At Heaven's Gain Ministries, we also have caskets and urns for the final disposition of the baby's remains. We have peer counselors to help individuals, couples, or families as they mourn the loss of their baby so they can grieve and heal. As a part of that grief journey, we also offer support groups via Zoom and in person. All of our services at no cost to our clients at Heaven's Gain Ministries. To find out more about our products and services, please check out our website at www.heavensgain.org. Thanks for listening to Let's Talk Miscarriage and Stillbirth.